The World This Week. Business.
Facing snarl-ups in production caused in part by the continuing strike at its West Coast facilities, Boeing plans to raise up to $25 billion in new capital and has secured a $10 billion credit line. The company revealed its plans in a regulatory filing. It has also decided to slash 17,000 jobs, or 10% of its workforce, and will not proceed with any more furloughs of workers that were introduced at the start of the strike. The first deliveries of the 777X jet, which Boeing hopes will turn its fortunes around, were delayed again to 2026. The Biden administration held talks with both sides in the dispute to try to broker a deal. Meanwhile, Airbus announced the loss of 2,500 jobs in its defence and space division, which is losing money on building satellites. It noted the ever-evolving space market. Britain's annual inflation rate fell to 1.7% in September, the lowest it has been since April 2021. Markets now expect the Bank of England to cut interest rates in November. Recent data showed America's inflation rate dipping to 2.4% in September. In its annual report, the International Energy Agency said that investment flows to clean energy projects were nearing $2 trillion a year, almost double the combined amount spent on new oil, gas and coal supply, and that China accounted for 60% of the renewable capacity added globally in 2023. Solar power generation in China alone will exceed today's total electricity demand in America a decade from now. The IEA also raised its forecast for worldwide demand for electricity, in part because of the use of air conditioning to mitigate hotter temperatures. Google signed a deal with Kairos Power, a startup, to construct small modular nuclear reactors that will power its data centres. SMRs are much smaller than standard nuclear plants, but can be more easily built to cut costs. Kairos will provide Google with a capacity of 500 megawatts by 2035. With the rise of energy-intensive artificial intelligence, big tech companies are trying to cut their emissions. In July, Google admitted that its greenhouse gas emissions were 48% higher in 2023 than in 2019. Nvidia's share price hit a new high. The supplier of graphics processing units has seen its stock drop at times this year amid investors' worries about whether AI investment is a boom or a bust. But tech markets have rallied since the Federal Reserve started cutting interest rates last month. The S&P 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average reached record closes this week. The renewed exuberance in tech stocks was slightly deflated, however, by ASML, reducing its sales forecast for next year. The supplier of the world's most advanced machines for chip making warned of customer cautiousness and that foundry dynamics have resulted in changes to the timings of demand for its gear. Net bookings or orders were far lower in value than markets had expected. The company's share price swooned. Tesla's stock struggled to recover from the drubbing it received following the firm's unveiling of its much-hyped Cybercab, a two-seater robo-taxi. Elon Musk gave little detail at the event of the roadmap the vehicle must follow to enter service, other than it will be available before 2027. The latest quarterly earnings from America's big banks were well received by investors. JP Morgan Chase recorded a net profit of $12.9 billion. Although that was less than in the same quarter last year, it was better than analysts expected. It was a similar story at Bank of America, Citigroup and Wells Fargo. But at Goldman Sachs, profit jumped by 45% to $3 billion and at Morgan Stanley by 32% to $3.2 billion. Its stock hit a new high. Walgreens announced the closure of 1,200 of its 8,700 stores over the next 3 years. The pharmacy chain follows its rivals, CVS Health and Rite Aid, in reducing its bricks and mortar presence in the face of growing competition from Walmart and Amazon. A political row brewed in France over the potential sale of Sanofi's consumer drugs business to an American private equity firm. The pharmaceutical company's announcement that a bid by Clayton, Debillier and Rice had beaten that of a local consortium has raised French hackles. The government has suggested it could block the sale or take a stake in the business. Hong Kong slashed taxes on brandy, gin, whiskey and other strong drinks as part of an effort to boost nightlife in the city. Visitor numbers are still around 30% lower than in 2018. Cutting alcohol taxes could be an idea for other governments trying to tempt punters back to city centres, notably in London, where the rate of closure of nighttime businesses has been described as a crisis by their trade body.